is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Kansas State University Police Lieutenant Bradley Millington. Appreciate him stopping by today. Just thought we'd check in now that football season, the home football season's all over with. Do want to remind our listeners, as always, the phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350 KMEN. And pretty good football season. I can't think of anything too huge that happened.
It was a great season. No big issues at all. The added security measures that were in place for this year went as well as we could be. There's always room for improvement, but it went off without any problems.
And, of course, just a reminder, people had to kind of check in almost like you're getting on a flight. Yep, you know, I mean, people weren't probably used to it, but what was the learning curve like?
The learning curve was not too bad, because I think we put out and athletics put out a lot of information to start. And then people that go to different events, say in Kansas City or Wichita, that are, it's getting more and more normal for that process wherever you go to any sporting event. So,
I think people have kind of gotten used to the clear plastic bag routine
But that was easier this year, and they helped it. They increased the size a little bit, which helped people get a few more different things in. And then, of course, everybody knows we had the rain delays this year, and all that was an added pressure on everybody. But then the last game we had was beautiful. So,
and I know I actually made it to a basketball game, a football game. You know, I've kind of learned to put a few little necessities in my pockets.
Yes,
about the easiest thing to do, probably.
The less you have, the better off. It just goes quicker for everybody.
But right. Did you have any times when you did have a backup? Football is a little different, I know.
Football
sometimes
is different the first couple games, just that first learning curve. But then we were able to tweak some exiting things at the end of the game, and then the entry and all that, and sped things up. And once people got into the groove of what they knew what to do and all that, it went a lot smoother.
So. Now, whether you had some issues with football this year.
the four-hour rain delay and lightning delay. So, yeah, it was an adventure for a couple games this year, but it's all over now. It didn't rain and or it didn't snow, excuse me, which is we can deal with the rain a lot better than the snow. So, but
what are the people like when that? I mean, do you have a different sense, a different feel of folks when things are a little bit rough that way?
Most of the time, people anymore expect it and just go with the flow and hey, this is what we got to do. We'll do it, and as soon as we're able to, we'll get the game going. So, I think we've had enough of these the last couple of years that some other places have. It's almost the norm now with some of that. So people just do what we ask them to do and go up to Bramlage or the indoor or out to their vehicles and then just wait and then come back and enjoy the game when it's over.
Did notice some MIPs kind of cross your desk during some of the games.
Yeah,
and alcohol-wise, I mean, that's always a little bit of a factor at these events.
Yeah, and we did have some. We had ABC came in for the Baylor game and helped us out, and they wrote some tickets and were able to address a few situations. So that helped us to where we didn't have to deal with some of that as bad.
Now, have you noticed with alcohol being permitted on the premises now, which is a little bit, you know, new? Of course, baseball, they've been doing it
for
a while.
Right.
But did you notice any difference, really?
No, not really. I mean, we were looking for the big consumption points and all that, and those what really drives what we're after. The groups of 10 to 15 that don't bring big attention to themselves are not what we're looking at. It's those groups of that get to couple hundred people that's what's going to grab everybody's attention. So
what about car break-ins, that kind of thing? Do you have much of that?
That this year we really didn't. We didn't have any reports of that this year, so which was nice.
I did see somebody posted on Facebook, and of course social media anymore, mm-hmm. You see so many things, but someone said someone was looking in car doors, and you know, and that might not have been directly on the premises, but
right.
I mean, in some of the area blocks.
Yeah, it could have been there. It could have been on the north side. It could have been, there's so many areas where people park that it's hard to tell exactly where that was at. So.
But you know, actually, and that brings up another point as we're looking at, you know, break-ins with vehicles and such. It is that time
of year. It's that time of year. People are out shopping at the mall and getting their Christmas shopping done. Just remind everybody to put their stuff where it's not visible in the trunk cover things up, make sure your vehicles are locked. Packages at your door that you're getting delivered, get with your drop-off people and say, hey, put it here, put it somewhere where it's not visible, so that the people, the opportunity is not there for people to take it. So,
right. You know, and I know, too, that kids are a bit more distracted.
Yeah.
Finals coming up. Graduation just next week.
Yeah, graduation is next week, and then the week after that's finals week, so there's a lot going on, so...
In fact, we just got the notice today from Kansas State University, of course, about the pomp and circumstance fall commencement ceremony set for Friday and Saturday, December 8th and 9th, and it should be quite the event. More than 1,500 students are candidates for degrees, so it'll be a full day.
It'll be a full
day.
There'll be that Friday afternoon where we'll have people up there, and then on Saturday we'll have people up there with the athletic staff. Since that's where it'll be up at Bramlage, and that we'll have people there to assist and do what we need to do to help out.
Well, and I know too, and before we get into some of the hiring that I'm sure you're in the midst of, I just thought of a few other things too after you came in. I know with KS Unite a couple weeks ago, that went well, and I'm sure that was a little tense though with that many people all in one place.
It was tense. We brought in a couple extra people to so we could close down some streets to avoid any possible vehicles coming in there and just to control it, but it went off without any problems and was a very smooth event.
And I know, of course, a lot of good things said during that event, and you were very involved in a couple of investigations, which it ended up there wasn't a whole lot of substance to them. But I remember chatting with you about a couple of those when you were in the midst of it, and you kind of warned me, hey, now we're looking into it. So, I mean, that had to be a tough one for you.
But yeah, it's been a long semester here with some incidents that were high pressure incidents for us and the public and everybody involved.
We do have a phone call.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and take a call. Welcome to In Focus, and you're with Kansas State University Police Lieutenant Bradley Millington. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I hear you all are doing a great job. I have a question for you, however. Last I looked at every entrance to the parking lot at the Kansas State University football stadium, Bill Snyder Family Football Stadium, it says no alcohol allowed on the state property. Not allowed. Now, I understand I ran into Chief Grice the other day that they have now circumvented that by including the parking lot in the press box where all those boxes are. Now, I'm trying to figure out how that happened. Did the legislature do that? Did the Board of Regents do that? Or did you guys just self-appoint yourselves that you could do that? I don't think it's legal. It's never been legal. This has been an ongoing situation for 20 years. And I wonder if you're ever going to do anything about it, or as I described to people, they say there's no drinking in the parking lot, but it's tough to see them with your hands over your eyes. There's drinking in the parking lot on both sides, on the north side over there where everybody parks and camps. When are you ever going to change it, and when are you ever going to start enforcing the law? I'll hang up and listen. I gave you a lot of questions there and a lot of information, but I've studied it for 20 years.
And this has been an ongoing thing, although I'm almost remembering it with a town and gown. They actually found that sometimes, well, I'll let you go ahead and say what you have to say.
Yeah, it's they changed it a couple years back to where they allowed it on there with a certain amount and all that. That is done by people other than me. We do what they tell us by the policy and what the law says we got to do. That's what we do. So the how it happens and all that is up to other people besides us. We enforce what we're told to enforce.
Okay.
So, and sometimes it's made it a little bit easier for us because then we can really focus in on the minors, the underage consumption, and the adults should be adults out there.
Okay, appreciate the call. 537-1350 if anybody else has any questions or comments. And I know that's been an ongoing discussion. It really has for all 16 years that I've been here.
Every year.
Yes. Anything else we kind of want to highlight today? I know you're going to be doing an international interview a little bit later today.
Yeah, I got an international interview with a Finnish TV station on some concealed carry stuff that's changed over the last year. So something new for me, going international now on an interview. So we also have some hiring going on. We're hiring two new officers. So if you want to apply, please apply at ksu.edu and go through the process there. So
what does it take to be an officer? Lots of training, I
guess. Lots of training. You got to go to, if you're not certified, and you're hired, we send you to the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center for 14 weeks. You go through the same academy that all the other officers in the state of Kansas do, and then if you apply from out of state and it's a reciprocity state, you get to go to a one-week reciprocity course down there to get your Kansas certification and all that. So it's a, and then there's a whole FTO program that you have to go through, 12 to 16 weeks. So it's after all that. So it's a, it's not an easy process, but it's a good process.
Staffing-wise, though, you're doing okay. You mentioned you had to bring in a few, of course, for the KS Unite, and I think you probably were a little relieved when the Landon lecture earlier
got canceled.
Earlier this week.
So we brought in some people that were off or were scheduled off to come in and help and just to help us in numbers and make a presence there. So, but we're down a couple now. But like every other law enforcement agency, just about we're usually always hiring, and we just got two opens now and some other personnel things we got going on, but that's just part of police work.
And you have break coming up, although of course campus still does is sort of open. I mean, on a limited schedule.
Yeah, limited schedule. We're still there. Lafine, people at Lafine are still there, so we're there 24/7, 365 throughout all of break. We have staffing on, our dispatch center's running, we're there all the time. So,
well, any year-end thoughts before we wrap up today? And I know we've hit some of the highlights of different cases that you've explored and worked on, but just anything else you can think of?
Year-end, I think it's been a good year. It's been a learning year for everybody on some different incidents that nobody's really dealt with. But overall, it was a good learning curve. I think overall, the community and us and everybody's growing and learning. And we just need to keep going and do what we got to do.
Okay. Again, we appreciate you stopping by.
You're very welcome.
Kansas State University Police Lieutenant Bradley Millington with us. We'll take a break. Kurt Herman next on the agenda. He's going to be talking about his group Walking the Heartland. And we'll explain more about that momentarily. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker.